Hello there, humans. Greetings, salutations, hola, guten tag. I keep forgetting what language people use these days. One time, recently, okay, I believe it was recently, it's getting difficult to pinpoint down exactly what was I talking about? Right, language. It's all so different now. You see, Pater Noster Quenca le Sanctificator Nomita. See? Right there! I keep forgetting! I'm at a coffee shop having a conversation with a lovely young lady or man, and mid-sentence I will switch from your King's English to Latin or Mesopotamian or something. Long dead. Dead. Well, you're all dead. I'll blink and there'll be a whole new crop of you hyperactive, hyperfixated, hypersexual, something insulting, hairless apes. You know, I remember watching you all play on the plains. Back when you had hair everywhere and were unable to stand up straight. But hair and back posture couldn't stop you from playing with your own shit. Throw it at your enemies, and laugh, and laugh, and laugh, and... What? Why am I talking about shit? It's a bad day today. Lucid days are starting to become far and few between. Lucid? Lucid day, lucid, it's a good word. Lucy. Lucendigierto, Spain, 1593. Oh, those eyes, brown and dark like the polished wood on the mast, and hair. Oh my God, hair like black as a void. Curls, oh yes, the curls, and the smell. She smelled like eucalyptus and... Did she? Did my Lucinda? Or was it? No. She smelled like eucalyptus. I remember that! No! I know it! She smelled as close to perfection as the world could post-plague, and she giggled every time she climaxed. She called me Gato, and she swore she would protect my heart. No one had ever said that before. No one since then, either. My Lucinda. No! I am not in Spain. I am here. I am in this place. A hotel. Yes, a hotel. It smells of sex and despair. No! The hammer. Where's the hammer? There you are.
The pain makes me focus. I can heal from anything, yet I feel every moment of pain. I think it might be the creator's idea of a joke. There we go. Clarity. So, let's get this out of the way now. If you are hearing this, it means that my plan has borne fruit. Be it bitter or sweet, for me, remains unseen. I believe by the end of this encounter, you may know me better than anyone or anything has ever had the privilege in all of my long life. Long life, there's an understatement. Time is relentless and can grind one like pebbles under a glacier. I feel it's important, moving forward, that you and I come to a clear understanding that we have vastly different perceptions of time. You're the mayfly. I am the tortoise. The tortoise that will never die, mind you, but for the sake of our discussion and your species' grasp of eternity, it will have to do. To me, though, even the tortoise is momentary. Maybe the mighty redwood is a better comparison. The Jacob tree? The mountains? Regardless, I am immortal, and you are not. This is not a boast, but a simple fact. I have seen the rise and fall of 1,000 empires, some written about in your history books, a few considered fiction, and even more that you've never even heard of. By the end of this, I might even tell you about Atlantis. Or I might take that with me. Years are like days to me. No, well, maybe. This is all so crude. I used to be able to speak without words and craft realities in the hearts and mind of villagers, and now I'm sitting here speaking into a tape recorder. I'll be honest, it feels like a bit of a step down. I can only assume you must be confused. Immortal? Spain? 1590? Did he just hit himself with a hammer? If I were in your shoes, I would be confused as well. Yes, 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 and yes. Now, what do I say in regards to what exactly I am? Of course, it would be easy to discuss my multiple progeny that have haunted humanity throughout these eons, and don't worry, we will get to that. But no, you want to know what I am. This is both tricky and a simple answer, honestly. Man or beast, god or devil, perhaps a creature of the in-between. Spawn of a lesser god, maybe? Now that I hear myself out loud, I think I sound a bit like Poe, whom I remember quite well. With another night of excess in the bottle, sitting in his study, lit by the struggling fire, letting his damaged mind concoct worlds of ebbing tides and sorrow into a beautiful darkness. I remember sitting in the corner, realizing he had completely forgotten I was there, thinking to myself that this world, unfortunately, would not see the genius of this frail and complicated man until well after his death, which, by the way, before you ask, I had nothing to do with that. I'm sorry, I'm rambling. I've been doing that a lot lately. Time, it seems, is starting to... What? Right, what am I? I am a monster. In the truest sense of the word, a literal creature, an entity that is not and has not ever been considered human. Oh, sure, I look like you. I talk like you. I can entice you. But I am not human. Never forget that. I am a predator. I am the predator. I am what cultures throughout history have told their children about to explain away their inherent fear of the dark. What farmers told their lords was the reason that the crops failed, or the explanation as to why a mother's son did not return home after dark. But I am infinitely more than that. Every nightmare that has plagued humanity from the dawn of time, from the vampires of Europe, the Buto Ijo of Indonesia, the Aziz of Togo, the La Llorona of South America, just to name a few, each of these things rests firmly in reality and are my children. Each of them I have made. Ooh. I can sense you are intrigued. And why wouldn't you be? In the parlance of the day, this is awesome. Lit even. No, I'm never doing that again. So perhaps a title. Not a name, because to name a thing is to gain power over it. That old expression holds more truth than you can imagine. And my proper name? Well, I'm not entirely sure you could wrap your tongue around it. I had a title once. I was known as Gaius, Proctorus of Rome. I always liked that. It was simple, and yet it held gravitas behind it. So how about the Progenitor? I mean, it's what the church calls me. Holy Mother Rome does love their titles and classifications, as well as their pomp and circumstances and minors. The Order of St. George has been an annoyance with their hunters and scholars since its inception. It's never been an actual threat, as they haven't the means to end me. Frankly, I don't believe anyone does. Outside of myself, that is. I will tell you that piece of shit Merlin came close. That gangly, disgusting blowhard ended up inadvertently founding a new nation in an attempt to kill me. That being said, you're welcome, England. Sure, the Romans were making headway into colonizing that particular part of the world, but my presence during that time radicalized the locals, which didn't help one bit. Right, so I am a monster. A simple and not simple answer to your question. Don't worry, I will give more details and a deeper explanation as we go along. I have walked this earth since the ground began to cool. I have walked this earth since the ground began to cool from its forming, when the waves splashed upon newly formed shores and rough stone, and leviathans swam in boiling oceans, drifting in and out of sight between columns of steam that reached the top of the newfound heavens. Creatures of unseemly form and a countenance, but overwhelming rough and terrible beauty. And the winds. Oh, the winds. They carried the screams of Gaia's birthing pains and new continents, when ash and cinder bled into the sky and blanketed the world in stifling heat. It was desolate and it was glorious. I have seen the breadth and width of this world, and I know all of you. I know your histories. I know your sins, and I know your glories. And I know one undeniable fact. I am ready to go. I am ready to die. So now introductions have been made. Next time we talk, I will explain how exactly I am a monster. How I walk amongst you all so freely, and why I am revealing myself. There's so much for us to talk about, and for the first time ever, just might not be enough time. Until then, ta-ta. Soon to the United Cipher Network, a three-part limited series from the mind behind the Edge of the World broadcast. All nightmares have a creator, and in 2024, prepare to meet the father of Legion, the Progenitor. To find us on iTunes, Spotify, or your podcast app of choice, simply search for The Progenitor. See you soon.